Safe Movement for All Spines, a guide to spinal anatomy and how to work with 21 spine and hip conditions for yoga teachers, Pilates instructors, personal trainers, and more. By Gwen Miller. Narrated by Gwen Miller. Published by North Atlantic Books. The illustrations and pose demonstration photographs can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. This book is dedicated to my mom, Nancy S. Schlunz, who showed me the value of listening, helping others, and reaching for my dreams. Foreword by Thomas Hendrickson, D.C. As a chiropractor with over 3 decades of experience treating patients with spinal pain, I repeatedly saw the devastating effects pain has on a person's work, relationships, and well-being. The treatments I provided helped reduce pain and restore function, but the patients who were able to stabilize their spine and hold their adjustments were the ones who performed daily exercises for their spine. It's remarkable how effective appropriate stretching and strengthening are on spinal health, and most people don't realize this. Gwen Miller's new book, Safe Movement for All Spines, brings this crucial component of spinal self-care to the forefront and is an important contribution to the field of preventative and rehabilitative spinal care. This book is written for people experiencing spinal problems, as well as for movement teachers. In each chapter, Gwen clearly describes the anatomy of a specific spinal condition, its pain profile, and the actions that might aggravate it. She synthesizes her extensive knowledge of yoga, Pilates, personal training, and manual therapy to provide excellent guidelines about what the listener can do to relieve pain and restore function in their spine. She outlines a carefully selected series of yoga poses, as well as appropriate Pilates exercises, to help stretch, strengthen, and stabilize the spine. The activities of daily living sections offer the listener practical information, including healthy postures, movements, and sleeping positions that is easy to follow and will bring results. Each chapter also has helpful sections for yoga and Pilates teachers and personal trainers, covering assessment, tools, and red flags, along with specific advice unique to each of these disciplines. I have known Gwen for many years. She is extremely knowledgeable in preventative and rehabilitative spinal care, and I am delighted that she has shared her knowledge in a book that will help people understand the active role they can take to improve their condition. Gwen and I share the philosophy of self-reliance by empowering each person to take charge of their health. The body has a remarkable ability to heal. You can improve spinal function with the correct exercises, no matter your age. With spinal disorders being the leading contributor to disability worldwide, it is important to understand these disorders and to have the tools so that each person can help manage their care. Safe Movement for All Spines is an important and timely contribution that I highly recommend. Thomas Hendrickson, D.C., Hendrickson Method Institute, www.hendricksonmethod.com. Introduction. I wrote this book because many people, both clients and instructors, come to me needing information about various spine and joint issues and how to integrate that information into their lives and professional practices. Many people who are told that they have something wrong with them do not fully understand what this means to them in terms of movement and lifestyle. I have seen time and time again people who have been referred to yoga, Pilates, or personal fitness trainers by their doctors without specificity as to what type of yoga, Pilates, or fitness they are recommending. This leads to confusion because, depending on the issue each person faces, there are different movements that are advisable or not for each condition, and there are different types of training and experience amongst the populations of yoga, Pilates, and other movement professionals. This book seeks to bridge that informational gap and provide both movement teachers and people healing from or living with spinal pathologies or joint issues a way to understand what they are dealing with and how they can move safely both to prevent further injury and to heal. A central tenet of my practice and belief is that each person needs to be educated and empowered to move safely and effectively within the body structure that they have. I believe that helping people understand the meaning behind the medical terminology is the first step. The second step is teaching the movement patterns that need to be emphasized, de-emphasized, or eliminated, so people are educated and empowered to be primarily responsible for their own bodies. Many of my clients report that they are actually in a position to teach their other teachers how to work with them after working with me. This happens because they are now able to customize yoga poses and other exercises for themselves, and teachers are curious, so they ask questions. This means that the individual, once educated to understand exactly what their diagnosis means or the implications of their post-surgical, post-rehabilitative body, can learn to move safely and effectively, no matter what the environment. So, whether it is their activities of daily living, yoga, Pilates, or general fitness, they will be better prepared. The movement parameters can be transferred from a situational information base to a more global information base that can be translated to different circumstances. Similarly, the more educated instructors are about the possible ailments affecting their clients, the better they can ensure safe movement for their clients. They can create variations, steer away from or recommend specific exercises, encourage clients to try a different program, or collaborate with allied professionals as needed. Teachers who have completed my training programs are able to work with special populations far beyond the scope of a standard teacher training or continuing education course. I like to say that I teach them to fish. In other words, to think on their own, beyond the limitations of specific variations for specific poses or exercises in specific situations, to more global parameters that can be translated to any variety of movements and exercises. My goal is to offer this book as a tool to help teachers and their clients who have impacted spines and hips learn problem-solving methods and skills to use in their studios, clinics, or home practices. If someone has painful symptoms, make sure they have seen their doctor, who may be a medical doctor, MD, doctor of chiropractic, DC, doctor of osteopathy, DO, or naturopathic doctor, ND, and if they have not, recommend that they schedule a visit. It is out of the scope of practice for movement professionals, unless the professional also holds a medical license, to diagnose the conditions in this book. We can assess, guide, and teach, but the medical professional is the one who diagnoses and guides the person's treatment medically. Best practice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?